Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
This is the story.
Here's the story.
Ah, yes, 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. The Story is supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. You'd be surprised how many rock and roll people started out with their first instrument being the trombone. Not exactly a sexy instrument, because I was there at the same time, but you'd be surprised. Tommy Shaw, Brian Setzer started out trombone, Jack Blaze, many others, including Michael McDonald, who we think of as a singer and a keyboard player, and Michael, a trombone?
The trombone I took up because I wanted to play drums in a grade school band. And, of course, every kid in my grade had already signed up for drums. That was the most popular one. And so they talked me into doing trombone, and I did trombone for a couple of weeks. And, you know, one of the things I remember most about that was the teacher that taught us, Joe Bosey, was our band leader, band teacher. In my first lesson, you know, I was sitting there really nervous and, you know, drooling all over my mouthpiece, you know, scared to death that, you know, I hadn't practiced enough. And, you know, him pat me on the back saying, hey, you know, you're doing so well. We might put you up in the first chair, you know, on this instrument. And I just felt like I was, you know, on top of the world. You know? I mean, I remember leaving school that day and just all the way home thinking, wow, you know, that was very cool. You know, I felt really good about myself.
I think it probably says more about the effects of a strong teacher than the allure of a trombone. But Doobie Brother Michael McDonald, and that's the story.